Namaste, yogis, and welcome. So grab a block and a strap if you have one, and let's get ready to get a little bit sweaty today with this powerful warrior flow, this hip opening, heart opening flow, just to help clear the way for more love and connection in our lives. Have a beautiful practice.
Darkest moment of the cycle, and it's a time that we can really cultivate going inwards. So I'll invite you to come into a meditation pose and close your eyes. Allowing yourself a moment to ground in, to feel all of your energy settling. Feel the support of the earth beneath you. Imagine with your next inhale as though you're drawing energy up from the earth, up through the roots of the legs to lift and lengthen the spine, lifting the rib cage away from the belly and opening the heart. Bring one hand to the heart and one hand to the earth now. Or to a block. Just notice your heartbeat. Just feeling this connection with the world outside and the world inside. The word yoga means to yoke or union. And one of the main aspects of the practice is this quality of remembrance of our true nature, remembering who we are, remembering that we are all connected. Everything in our bodies are connected, everything around us is connected, we are connected to each other, to the earth. So just take a few moments to breathe into this connection. Relax your belly and your face. Taking a moment now, bringing to heart, where in your life are you feeling perhaps a little disconnected? Sometimes we can feel disconnected to our physical bodies or to our practice or to our heart or to our true calling. Where is it that you could breathe more connection into your life? Inhale, really breathe the heart into the hand. Feel that heart space. Feel your hand holding your heart. Today, I invite you to dedicate your practice to bringing more connection to your heart, more connection to this wisdom that lives within you. Love that lives within you. And to just releasing any obstacles in the way, to releasing any barriers to this love and connection. We're going to open with five rolling ohms. To open up this connection between our heart and our mind, throat. So as you finish one om, just begin singing the next one. Take a nice deep breath in and out, puff. Gently bowing to the chest. And as you softly open your eyes, bring your hands to rest, perfect fit on your knees. You can keep the cushion there or release it, and we're going to begin some big body circles. So as you inhale forward, right, left, and as you exhale, all the way back onto the sit bones, letting your knees lift. Finding this flow of breath and movement, just creating the conditions in our body, mind, for love and connection to flow. Switch directions. Spiraling around the center. Gently spiraling, slowing down, coming back to center. And we'll bring our hands forward, roll onto the knees, and release our cushion. Coming into one of my favorite heart opening poses, Anahatasana. Our knees are hip distance with our hips over our knees, our toes tucked. And walking our hands forward, we'll inhale, look up. And exhale, we'll melt our heart and our chin or our forehead to the earth as we walk our hands forward. Finding our breath, take your forward. Like a big cosmic hug. Take your heart back, so it's just 80 degrees. Beautiful. Bring my heart down, and then maybe my forehead or my chest. Lift your bum up a little bit more. Beautiful dive. Inhale, look up, activate the hands, and let's come into a cobra. So melt your hips onto the earth. Top to the feet. Spread your fingers wide. Roll your shoulders away from the ears. Not the ears, and then expand your heart and gaze up to the sky. Zip your elbows in. Pull your kneecaps up. And then we're going to begin to roll the shoulders back one at a time, shifting onto the right thigh and the left thigh. from the sky. So bring your elbows so they're in. There we go. Fold the kneecaps up. And that tiger's claw, that thumb and index finger, really pushing. Inhale, look up. Exhale, chin to chest. Inhale, look up. Exhale, chin to chest. Relax your shoulders. Yep. A few more like this. Inhale. Continue with your own breath. Maybe you're using the ujjayi breath. Inhale, look up. Tuck your toes, forearm plank. Hug the belly in, lift the hips. Pressing down through the forearms. The hips are below the shoulders. And look forward. And a gently pulse back and forward. Keep your belly drawing into the spine. Draw your elbows parallel. There we go. Spread your fingers. Beautiful. Now we're going to come into a dolphin pose. Walking our feet in towards a downward dog looking pose, but on our forearms. You can stay high on the balls of the toes. Keep your fingers spread wide. And shift your shoulders so they're right over the elbows. Beautiful. And bring your elbows in towards each other, parallel. Step the feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Keep pushing the earth away from under the forearms and activating the toe. Inhale, expand the leg open. Exhale, release. Second side, left foot. Inhale, left foot to the sky. Lift the right heel. Expand the leg. Keep pushing the arms away. And exhale, release, toes together, knees wide. Child's pose, letting our arms rest by our side or stacking the hands on the low back. We'll come into a little hare pose now. So drawing the knees together, bring the head close into the knees. Interlace the hands at the low back, and then as you inhale, you're going to lift your hips all the way up, waterfalling the hands up and over. The gaze is to the belly button. You can be on tucked toes or flat toes. Bring your head a little bit closer, lift your hips a little bit higher, and take your hands a little bit heavier towards the earth. Exhale, gently release, sitting on the heels. Take the hands forward. And slowly, we're going to dance our way into our first downward dog of practice. So activate the hands, spread them wide. Wrists parallel to the top of the mat. Tuck the toes. Lift the hips high to the sky. And then press the right heel to the earth. And then the left heel, swishing the hips side to side. Checking in with our alignment. So look at your hands. Make sure they're shoulder distance and spread wide, wide, wide. Check that the feet are hip distance. Check that the shoulders are relaxed and the head is released. Check that the spine is long, long, long. Do that self-adjustment. Come high onto the toes. Slowly bend the knees. Press the belly to the thighs. Beautiful. Come high onto both toes and bounce the bum up and down. This is our yogic twerking. Beautiful. Keep your shoulders soft, your hands spread wide. Beautiful. Now come high onto the toes. Softly look between the hands. And we're going to just practice something for a moment. We're going to imagine that I'm holding your beautiful tail with your hands. And as we gently hop, we're going to float and land softly like a feather landing. So I'm going to bend my knees, moving from the core. Inhale, I lift my hips, float, and land softly. I'm holding your tail, so just try to use the momentum to lightly hop. Beautiful, guys. Look up between the hands, lightly hop, jump or step to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, feet are hip distance, and exhale, fold. Interlace the hands behind the head and let yourself hang heavy. Soft bend in the knees. spread your sit bones open wide. And you're welcome just to gently sway side to side. You might prefer to take your elbows in your hands instead. Let's come to the center, and this time we're going to roll to the pinky toe edge of our feet. We're stretching the outer calf and shin. The bases of the feet are smiling at each other. You can have a look if you're not quite sure. I've rolled onto the pinky toe edge of my foot. The insides of my feet are smiling at each other. Beautiful. Plant the feet. Softly bend the knees, release the hand, and slowly rounding up, taking any extra breath as we come to a standing. Head comes last. Arms sweep up, the gaze is up as we gather all of the love and connection and quietly bring it into our own hearts. Soft knees. Inhale, sweep the arms all the way up. Exhale, swan dive forward. Inhale, look up, halfway lift, fingertips to the earth, the shin, or the thighs. Exhale, fold. Two more like this. So my fingertips are touching the surface, and as I inhale, I look up, lengthen my spine, and pull the earth towards the body to get that traction, to get that length and fold. Last one. Inhale, look up, lengthen. Exhale, plant the hands, step forward, jump back. Shutter on the high plank. Pull the kneecaps up. Good, Debbie. Soft elbows. Lower your bum just a little bit. Exhale, let's bring the knees down to start. Zip your elbows into the midline. And slowly lower. Top to the feet. Shoulders roll back. Inhale, cobra. We're going to add upward facing dog now, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. Walk the hands next to the hips. Spread your fingers. The tops of the feet root down. We lift our knees, we lift our hips. We pull our heart forward like we're a snake trying to slither out of our old skin. Exhale, roll over the toes, downward facing dog. Find your alignment. Relax shoulders, your bent knees perhaps. Step your feet together. Inhale, right leg, sweep it to the sky. Beautiful, guys. Inhale here. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest. Shoulders over the wrist. Lift the hips. Take the foot between the hands. Come onto the fingertips. Lift and spread the toes. Pull the heart forward. Inhale, arms up. Press and lunge. And exhale, sink into the pose. Hands to the hips, right hip back, left hip forward. Press that elephant off the back of your leg, burn that leg, and inhale, bring the hands to the heart. Inhale, arms up, sink the pose. Exhale, open. Inhale, hands to prayer, coming all the way up, and exhale, open, sink the pose. Inhale, hands to prayer, arms up. Exhale, open. Last one. Inhale. Exhale. Interlace the hands. Reach the hands down. The heart lifts up. And as you exhale, we're going to bow to the inside of the leg. This is our humble warrior. So lift the hips a lot. Spread your sit bones wide. Careful that the belly is not falling or collapsing on the thigh. Take the arms up. Beautiful, guys. Inhale here. Exhale, plant the hands. Step back, high plank. Inhale here. Kneecaps pull up. Exhale, knees come down. Elbows zip in, lower down. Top to the feet. Inhale, roll the shoulders back. Walk the hands next to the hip. Top to the feet. Lift the hips. Heart pulls forward. Upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Roll over the toes. Take a moment to dance your pose and find that space. Relax the shoulders. Step the feet together. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee in, shoulders over wrists. Lift the hips, preparing our low lunge. Lift the hips. Inhale, arms up, crescent lunge. And as we exhale, sink the pose. Hands to the hips. So draw right hip forward, left hip back. Look at all you can see is the big toe. Firm that back leg, hands to heart. Inhale, take your arms all the way up. The gaze is up. Exhale, open, sink into the pose. Inhale. Arms up. Exhale, deepen. Two more. Inhale. Firm that back leg as you sink deeper. Beautiful. Last one. And exhale to interlace the hands, root the feet, pull that one big fist down as you lift the heart, firm the legs. And exhale, this is our humble or devotional warrior dedicating this practice of strength and opening to bring more love and connection into your life so that you can give more love and connection. Plant the hands, step the back foot forward, halfway lift, and exhale, hold, ha. Nod the head, yes, no, maybe so. Softly bend the knees. Gently roll up vertebrae by vertebrae. Sweeping the arms up, the gaze is up. All the love and connection in the universe. Bring it into your heart. Whew. Adding on. Inhale, sweep your arms up. Exhale, open the heart. Fingertips to the earth, chin or thighs, look up and lengthen, draw the shoulder blades back. As you exhale, plant the hand, shoulder over wrist, and you can step or jump back. Draw the belly in, inhale. Exhale, knees can come down, or else chaturanga dandasana, elbows in. Inhale, cobra or up dog, just the tops of the feet and the hands. Exhale, down. Stepping the feet together, inhale, right leg to the sky, activate the hands, stretch long, press the earth away, exhale, hug the knee in, step the foot through, setting up your lunge, fingertips, hips, and heart, setting up your, what do they call those, sweatbands, awesome, be prepared, rooting down, inhale, take the arms all the way up, and as you exhale, sink into the pose, scissor the hips, firm that back leg. You got it, guys. Relax the shoulders, open the heart. Maybe you can smile the face? I don't know. Not yet. We're not there yet. Interlace the hands behind the back. Lengthen the heart. Inhale. And as you exhale and bow to the inside of the leg, asking ourselves, what am I dedicating my practice to? What am I bowing down to? Root the foot down, and as you inhale, sweep the arms, come all the way back up, crescent lunge. And now we're going to activate our warrior sequence. Turn the back foot down, open the hips, warrior two. So the back foot turns in slightly. Lift and spread those toes. Notice if they're crunching. And again, as you look past your knee, all you want to see is the big toe. So just 90 degrees. A lot of us, our rib cages are coming forward. See if you can align your heart over your belly button as you come a little bit deeper into the bend, and then open your knee towards the back of the room. Beautiful. Lift your heart and send out lots of energy through both fingers. Channeling our inner goddess, back hand to the thigh, top hand sweeps up, inhale, come all the way. Beautiful. Come deep into the bend. Root down through the feet a lot and then spiral the heart open. Inhale, coming back through warrior two, building this inner strength, this fire to persevere, to transform. And inhale, straighten that leg, turn both feet in, hands to hips. I'm pressing the edges of my feet. Inhale, press your hips forward, your heart open to the sky. And then as you exhale, pour all the way over into Prasarita Padottanasana, forward fold, drawing the elbows toward each other on the back, the head towards the earth, pressing the outer, the pinky toe edge, lifting the inner arches of the feet. Huh. welcome to release your hands down to the earth. Turn your left foot towards the back of the room, towards the back of the jungle. And come onto the ball of that left foot. And we're going to walk through the inside of our legs, coming into a side lunge, turning our right toe to the sky. So my hands are inside my right foot. My knee is opening. I'm on the ball of my foot. And my toes to the sky. This is option one, Skandasana. Option two, hands in prayer. If I can smile and pray at the same time, then I can reach for the heavens, maybe flowing and dancing. Beautiful. Now some of us are going to ninja break dance to our second side, and some of us are gonna crab walk the inside of our leg, coming onto the ball of the left foot, the right heel to the sky. Now we will have more opportunities to ninja. Beautiful, come onto the ball of your foot. Spread your toes. Hands to the inside of the knee. Knee opening. Feeling that stretch and opening the groin. And then take your hands. Okay, guys. Bring your hands on either side of the front foot. Coming back into a low lunge. Lift the hip. Step back, high plank. Exhale, lower down. The knees can come down. Inhale, cobra or up dog. And let's take three breaths in child pose. Take your knees a little bit wider. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And exhale, let out an audible sigh. Let it go. Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Inhale, walk the hands forward. And set up your inverted V pose, your downward facing dog. Hands are shoulder distance, feet are hip distance. Interlace the hands, lengthen, exhale. What are you dedicating your practice to? Come into a humble warrior, lift the hips, press into the feet a lot. Come onto the back toe, that's going to help you. So you can take your left feet a little bit wider from each other for extra stability. Moving down into the front foot, inhale, come all the way back up, press it left. And if you exhale, we're going to butterfly the hips open, warrior two. Back foot turns in, aligning the heart over the belly button. Look at your hands, make sure they're in one line. And press your knee towards the back of your hands. So we are building some fire, some heat, some determination, like an inner warrior. We are the warriors of the heart. Coming into our God's pose, turn the front palm up. the jungle behind you. Come onto the ball of the foot and slowly walk the hands towards the inside of the foot, left foot to the sky, heart over belly button. And take your option. Maybe you're praying and smiling, maybe you're holding the earth, maybe you're touching the heavens. Inhale here. Exhale, second side. Maybe you're ninja, maybe you're walking. Beautiful. Inhale here. Exhale, hands are framing the front foot, coming into a low lunge. And this is your yogi's choice now. So you can come in through a vinyasa, high plank, low plank, up dog, down dog, or take a rest in child's pose or down dog. High plank to low plank, up dog to down dog, or else take a rest. Life gets really challenging and we want to run away and hide. So we're building inner strength right now to open our heart. Come onto your heels and look up. I'm going to demonstrate that little hop. So while you're sitting like this, take your right elbow to the sky, your left hand on top of the elbow, and press that forearm down the back so that you're getting that opening through the arm. Take three full breaths here and then switch sides, okay? And turn your gaze towards me as I demonstrate. So I'm coming into a down dog. You guys just open your arms while I watch. I'm going to bend my knees. See how that instantly lengthens my spine. And then using my core muscles, I'm going to lightly hop and land softly. So you see, I'm not just like using my force, I'm using my core to float. And then eventually, you're going to bend the knees, lift the hips, float. Bring your feet together, lengthen the spine, and fold. Ready to try? Can you do three breaths on both sides? Maybe. Downward facing dog. Now walk your fingertips forward. I'm hearing some beautiful ujjayi breath. Come into a downward dog. Come high onto the toes. Softly bend the knees. And then let's use the momentum to try to float three times. Each time landing softer than the time before. Imagine that I'm holding your tail. Ready? Softly extend your knees. Jump to the top of the mat, halfway lift and fold. Halfway lift, you'll exhale, fold. Beautiful. Open the arms, root the feet. Inhale, open your heart to the beauty way. Keep your arms up here for a second. And as you exhale, just dance it out. Get some flow. I love this. Feel how much juicier things are now that we've gotten through that preliminary layer of body cobwebs. I'm going to dance for another 30 seconds, so imagine that no one's watching you. Nobody is. And imagine that the more you groove and open, the more you give other people permission to groove and open. Notice if your fight or flight mechanisms are coming up and you're taking this as an opportunity to check out. We're just humans. It's that horizontal approach of just seeing our behaviors in different situations. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Can you let yourself have fun? Can you let yourself enjoy the flow? That's part of clearing the way to loving. heart in connection. Bring your feet to distance. Bring your hands in prayer. We're going to do this sequence again. You know what's coming. We're going to tap into the flow and really channeling this beauty way, this loving way, offering this practice to bring more love and connection into your own life. Deal? Let's do it. Inhale, open the arms. Exhale, hold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, chaturanga, high plank. Inhale here. Exhale, lower. Knees, chest, chin, knees, or just half lift. Inhale, cobra or upward facing dog. Exhale, down dog. Stand to top. Step the feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Exhale, hug the knees, step the foot through, low lunge, fingertips, hips, and heart, spread the toes, inhale, arms up, exhale, sink the toes, burn that back leg, scissor the hips, interlace, inhale, lift the heart, exhale, devotional warrior, humble warrior, lift the hips, root the feet a lot. Move down through the feet, inhale all the way up, stretch the lunge, exhale, warrior two, open the hips. Front knee is bent, inhale, exhale, come a little bit deeper. Back hand to the thigh, inhale, goddess pose, turn the front palm up. Keep that knee bent a lot. Open the heart. Beautiful, guys. We're going to add a really beautiful pose here. Inhale, come all the way up. Straighten the front leg. Lift the heart. Reach along an invisible wall. Hands to the thighs, the shins, top arms to the sky. Trikonasana. Triangle pose. Turn your back foot in just a little bit more. There. Turn your back foot in more. There we go. Some of us are going to root down through the feet so much that we can take our lower arm underneath our ear, shooting stars. And then release it down. We've got one more pose here. Bring your top hand to your hip. Step the back foot halfway in. Bring your fingertips to the earth or maybe a block. And then as you shift the weight to that front foot, the back leg lifts and becomes light. Activate through the foot. Now open your hips and heart towards me. And if you can smile, if this feels stable, then you'll take that right arm to the sky. So your hips are open. Inhale here, softly bend your knees and come all the way back, straightening both legs, hands to the hips. Woo. How we doing? Hips forward, heart open. Exhale, hold. Bring your hands to the earth. Walk the fingertips forward as you lean back, opening the hips and the thighs as far back as you can. Reaching the arms, nice traction in the spine. Beautiful. Skandasana. Walk the hands in. Come onto the ball of the left foot as you turn it out. Walking in and coming to this side lunge. Fingertips to the earth. Right toes to the sky. Just cultivating this strength and this openness. Creating the conditions in which more love and connection can blossom within us. Finding the way to the second side. The knee is opening towards the back of the room. How does that feel on the knees over there? Challenge. Bring your hands on either side, lift the hips, and come back to a downward facing dog. We're gonna do this one last time. big break. So step the feet together. Inhale, left leg to the sky, sweep it up. Exhale, low lunge, hug the knee in, step the foot in, beautiful. Fingertips, hips, and heart. Rooting down, inhale to rise up and sink into the pose, relaxing the shoulders, opening the heart. Rooting down, rising up, inhale, exhale, cultivating our warrior two. Building strength, resilience, openness, perseverance, gaze to the middle finger, open the knee towards the back. Inhale here, exhale, goddess pose, back end to the thigh, top arm up and over, keep the knee bent. Spiral the heart to the sky, root down through the feet a lot. Inhale, come up, straighten the front leg, reach along an invisible wall. Let's all turn that back foot in a little bit more so you can take your feet just a little bit closer together. Hands to the thigh or the shin, Trikonasana. Press the hips forward, the heart open, lengthen the neck. Find your breath. Ardha Chandrasana, hands to the hip. Step your back foot in halfway. Fingertips to the earth or a block. And as you root through that grounded leg, lift your right hip up. Activate to the four corners. Your hips and heart are towards me. Maybe you can activate the hand. Inhale here. Exhale, softly bend the knee, come all the way up. Turn the front foot in, hands to hips. Shake it, shake it. Hips forward, heart open, inhale. And as you exhale, hinge from the hips, press it out to the pinky toe edges. Take your peace and left fingers around your big toe. Look up to lengthen the spine, and as you exhale, elbows wide. Child's pose. The true warrior of the heart is one who is able to let go. So take your knees open a little bit wider, wiggle your belly, and I invite you, take a deep breath in, and with your exhale, let out a nice loud sigh. Let it go. How much are you willing to let go to create space for more love and connection in your life? We are to a simple twist here. Some of us will take a block behind our back, right hand outside of the left thigh, left fingertips behind the back. As you root down your left fingers into the earth of the block, inhale, lengthen, and pressing the hands against the thigh, exhale, twist. Inhale, lengthen.
Wherever
exhale, twist.
We go, open to the mystery.
Last one. Inhale, lift and lengthen.
Ease
exhale,
and
twist.
Flow wherever we go.
Turn the head and gaze forward, gently release.
Each
hands resting on the thigh for a moment.
Calling for protection.
Coming into our twist on the second side.
Journey.
Left hand. Outside of the right thigh, right fingers roots down. As you root down into the block of the earth, your spine grows tall. And then as you exhale, like you're wringing out a sponge, turn the head and gaze back.
Guidance and blessings on our way.
Inhale. Exhale.
Ease and flow.
Inhale.
Wherever we go.
And exhale.
Open to the mystery.
Beautiful. Turn the head and gaze forward.
Ease
and exhale, release.
Flow.
You're going to sit on one side
go,
and take your feet forward.
Open to the mystery each day.
You can shake out your legs for a moment.
Calling for protection.
You might want to have your strap handy or a cushion. As we prepare for Paschimottanasana, West Facing Strap. Some of us will sit on a cushion.
We'll
take the flesh away from our hip bones.
Guidance and blessings on
flesh away from our thigh bones. Interlace the hands. Inhale, take the arms up to the sky. Relax the shoulders. Lift the ribcage and activate the feet a lot so that the heels are lifting off the earth. The toes are drawing towards you. Notice if you're leaning back. We're not engaging the core muscles so much, so Debbie, come forward a little bit more, slide the head into the table. Release your hands, shut the arms to the sky. The heels can touch the ground. And there, activate the knee, rest. Relax the shoulders. So imagine that you are receiving all of your prayers answered in through the tips of your fingers right now. This is Dandasana or staff pose. And the arms are extensions of our heart. Now the wings are extensions of our heart. So we're opening the space of our heart and we're allowing ourselves to receive new layers of love connection for our wings. Three more breaths here. Move the heels, reach the fingers. Exhale, soften. You're opening this channel of your being for life to flow freely through you. Beautiful. Here we go. So inhale, open the heart, look up. And as you exhale, come forward a third of the way. Nice long spine. Move the heels, stretch them out. Inhale, open. Exhale, come a little bit. eyes. Lift the hips a little bit more. Relax the head back. Chin to chest. Release. And give yourself a nice big hug. Float the toes if you like. Forehead to the knee. As you inhale, look up. Show me some peace and love. Wrap it around the big toes. Roll the shoulders back and press the heels. Hug the belly in. Lift the heart. Draw the shoulders back. Navasana. This is a variation of both poses. Lift the heart. Okay, beautiful, guys. So check it out. Option one, stay here. Option two, fall over. Option three, hands facing the top of the mat behind me, lifting my heart. Maybe I'm even bending my legs. Option three, take my arms along the side of the body. Exhale, lift the heart. Open your boat, lifting your heart, pressing out through the four corners of the feet. Interlace the hands behind the head. Inhale, exhale, elbows to knees. Inhale, lengthen, exhale. So doing 10 punches. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, cross your ankles, hands on either side of your hips. Shake it out, lift your hips and move your hips side to side. And then let's bring our feet together, lift our hips, and come all the way onto the back. Just feeling that core activation. Let's lengthen out our legs now, interlacing our hands above our head. And as you inhale, squeezing everything, point your toes, pull the kneecaps up, draw everything together, stretch your ribcage, stretch your arms, stretch all the way to the tips of the fingers, and exhale, release, hug. One more time. Inhale, point, and squeeze, and stretch. And exhale, release, hop. Now take your feet to the right bottom corner of your mat. Take your hands to the top right corner of your mat. They call this one Banana Asana. Take your feet to the sky. Lift your hip to take the fold out of the low back. Figure four, take your right foot across your upper left knee. Your right hand reaches through the hole of your leg as you lift the foot and interlace the hands behind the thigh. That foot can flop as you press the right knee away from your body. With the hands, you're drawing your left knee in towards you. So this is a beautiful variation to the pigeon pose or the sleeping swan. So if you find that one challenging, this one's always available. So keep actively pressing that right knee away as you're drawing the left knee in. right leg all the way over, and then giving yourself a nice big hug over eagle legs. Squeezing the knees into the chest. Let's take our arms and give ourselves a nice big hug. So we're crossing our arms over one another, the fingers on either side of the shoulder as our knees are hugging in. Beautiful. Lift your right foot to the sky, your left foot, and then release both feet down on the mat. You can release your arms. Second side, figure four. Left foot on top of the right upper thigh. Interlace the hands behind that right thigh as you draw the thigh in. You're pressing your left knee away, so actively opening to the hips here. So notice if you've let yourself flop and really engage this pose. Press that left knee away, hug the right knee in. Find your breath. Beautiful eyes, we're gonna gently release and continue into an eagle legs, crossing our top arm, hugging those knees in, and then giving ourselves a nice big hug, switching the cross of the arms. Elbows to the sky. Gently release the arms, release the right foot to the ground, the left foot, and then take them both long on the mat for a moment in a kind of transitional shavasana. Hug your right knee into the chest, please. Keep the strap in the right hand and keep the left hand on top of the left hip. and then gently release the strap, hug the knee in. Gently release that right leg on the floor and take a moment to really enjoy that contrast side to side. Bridge pose. So this will be option one. So root, my fingers touching my heels to measure the distance. Rooting down into my feet as I inhale, I'm going to press my hips up to the sky and then rock my shoulders underneath the back, my gaze to the belly button, my knees drawing toward each other. So let's all try that. Root the feet, press the hips all the way up, rock the shoulders under. Squeeze the knees towards the midline as you keep pressing the hips all the way up towards the sky. Keep drawing your knees in. And exhale, release. One shoulder blade at a time. Take your feet together and your knees wide to rest. Round two. Bring your feet up, your knees up to the sky, your feet hip distance, fingertips to the heels. So we're all going to start with option one, bridge pose. Root the feet, and as you inhale, curl the hips up, rock the shoulders underneath. Draw the knees into the midline. Now, if you're going to come into a full wheel, you'll take your hands next to your shoulders, and as you root down into the feet, push into the hands, come onto the top of the head. If that feels good for you, then you're going to hug your elbow and your knees to the midline. Inhale, press your heart all the way up to come out chin to chest and come back to the resting pose. So come back to the resting pose anytime. Resting pose, feet together, knees wide, and we're going to have one more chance to go up. So maybe you're holding your elbows above the head, or one hand to the heart, one hand to the belly. This is a big heart opener pose. So I'm walking around here to support you. Take your knees up to the sky, your feet to the earth, and let's do round three. So root down into your feet, lift your hips all the way up. Rock your shoulders under. There we go. Take your hands next to your shoulders. Come onto the head. Hit everything to the midline. Draw your elbows into the midline and then push up. Inhale. Push into your hands. Yeah, you got it. Straighten your arms. You got it. Beautiful. Draw your knees toward each other. Beautiful. Press your heart up. There we go. Draw your knees into the midline. Viparita Karani. See if you can close your eyes here and count 10 breaths. Yourself gently rock side to side, release the stress. gently find your way into Shavasana. Lengthening one leg at a time down the mat. Wiggling out the pose. Relaxing the shoulders and cushion to support you if you like.
Thank you.
emotion, but rather a constant flow of genuine awareness and unlimited power. Such love can be compared to our breath. We never say, I'll breathe only in front of my friends and relatives, not in front of my enemies or those I hate. No. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, breathing just happens. In a similar manner, true love gives to everyone without any difference, expecting nothing in return. So become a giver, not a taker. Slowly making your way back up to a seated meditation position. Bringing one hand to the heart, one hand to the earth, and feeling the connection of your heartbeat with the earth beat. Remembering that you are connected always. Come back to your intention and notice how you feel now. And perhaps vowing to take this intention forward into the rest of your day and life to bring more love and connection to the self. Bring your hands into prayer as you bring yourself into a state of gratitude, bringing to mind at least three things you feel truly grateful for. And keeping your hands to your heart as you feel the resonance of these final ohms coming from your heart and connecting you to the inner world and outer world. We'll sing Om three times. A nice deep breath in. Oh. just continue to deepen us in presence and to open our hearts in love. Namaste.
We are so grateful to have had you here. Thank you so much for the gift of your presence. Find us online, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and on our website at pureflow.yoga. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next time.